U.S. Marines in the Iraqi town of Fallujah have discovered evidence that foreign fighters may have been operating in the area. Found in an abandoned factory shed were suicide belts, Quranic tapes, and farewell letters in Arabic. Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS in San Diego is in Fallujah with the 1st Marine Division. What more was discovered in that shed?
Bob, they also found over 300 rocket-propelled grenades, mortars. There were lots of sacks of sort of unknown chemicals and timing devices. A lot of these devices have been found in the roadside bombs that have plagued the troops throughout the entire country of Iraq. They found plastic explosives, detonators, quite a trove of weapons.
Well, the suicide belts are rather interesting.
Yes, these were sort of white plastic leather, actually, sort of fake leather belts that were sewn up with a lot of BBs, these metal shot and plastic explosives inside, and they were attached to wiring that the individuals would wear these belts, and when they would raise their arms, the explosives would go off. There were several of them found inside, including one that had been bloodied and had been shot, where a Marine had shot at this individual. The person had come inside, dropped the belt, and then left running to somewhere else.
What about the letters?
The letters, I think, are the most interesting thing. There was an Arab linguist who's working with the Marines who was doing some translating. And from his accounts, these are individuals who had been writing letters back home. They were telling about their life. Some of the interesting facts were that these were other Sunnis who had come to fight against not only the Americans, but also against Shiites in Iraq. They said they were very happy here. These were basically goodbye letters. There was one letter to a father describing how this young man was asking apology, that he asked his father not to be mad with him, that he was very happy to be here, happy to be in Iraq, that he had joined the fight against the Shiites and also against the Americans, and also leaving some money, for example, to pay off some debts. One of the letters said that this was another Kandahar, and Kandahar is an important place for Islamic militants, I understand, and that they were comparing Fallujah to Kandahar. So it appears from some of these letters that this was a place where Islamic extremists from other parts of the Arab world had been coming. Some of the letters also described places in Baghdad, for example, sites, bridges, and so forth, where they could set up ambushes or explosives. So the U.S. officials here were very curious about these letters and are examining them right now.
So does that bolster the U.S. claim that insurgents in Iraq are getting support from outside the country?
I think it does in this one case. I think it's hard to say that all the fighters are coming from abroad or other parts of the Arab world, but at least in Fallujah and at least in this cell of fighters, it appears to be the case that there are people coming to fight here.
Reporter Eric Kneeler in Fallujah, Iraq.